أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس قال أأسجد لمن خلقت طينا قال أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت علي لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا Sadaqallahul Azim. These are ayah number 61 and 62 of Surah Bani Israel. Concluding the last verse, Allah Ta'ala said, وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا تُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. Regarding the signs, the miracles, and one of the greatest signs was the mi'raj of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said that was a test for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. But whatever Allah Ta'ala had sent down as signs, their tughyan, in other words, their arrogance and their pride, their opposition to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only increased. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the incident once again with regards to the creation of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, and then Allah's command of the malaika, or to the malaika, to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, and shaitan's refusal. And here Allah Ta'ala wants to show that tughyan. Allah wants to show that absolute arrogance. There couldn't have been anyone and there will be nobody that was more arrogant than shaitan. And hence Allah says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. And remember that time when we said to the malaika, make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, this command also included Iblis, that he was also commanded to make sajda. Fasajadu illa Iblisa, and the malaika made sajda but Iblis. Now here, the one was the refusal to fulfill the command of Allah. And here Allah Ta'ala shows that arrogance. Allah says, قَالَ أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَا. Should I make sajda to that being that you had created out of earth, out of clay, out of sand? Should I make sajda to that person that you created, that creation of yours? In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about He showed His superiority. Here Allah is showing His arrogance. There He said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. There He showed His arrogance, His superiority. Here He is showing His arrogance to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, He's questioning Allah Ta'ala. And then that question goes even further. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. He said to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, show me, that is this being, that is Adam alayhi salam, this creation of yours, karramta alayya, you have honored him over me. In other words, you had made him superior over me. So he's questioning Allah Rabbul Izzat, why should I make sajda? Why should I make sajda? And this is the height of the arrogance of any creation of Allah, that when they begin to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have an employer and an employee. The employer gives an instruction. Think about it. How would we feel with if they ask, why should I do this? And this is what shaitan is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should I make sajda to Adam alayhi salam? And then he made this request to Allah. لَيْنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And if you delay me, if you postpone me, you defer me to the day of Qiyamah. He knew inevitably his destruction was already written in the books of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is going to be destroyed. Instead of making tawbah, instead of regretting, instead of his remorse, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defer the destruction to the day of Qiyamah. لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Then ahtaniqanna actually means when a person bridles a horse, when he puts the reins on the horse. Here it will mean, I will subdue insan. In other words, I will overpower insan, like how the owner of the horse takes control of that horse, I will overpower him, the illa qalila, except a few. In Surah Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa ibadakal mukhlasin, illa ibadallahil mukhlasin, in other ayats. In other words, besides those chosen slaves and those chosen servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah ta'ala shows extreme arrogance. Very important lesson, whether we know the wisdom behind the command of Allah or we don't know the wisdom behind the command of Allah. As slaves of Allah, we follow the instructions and the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.